And finally today, an unexpected find in the middle of New York City. On a recent morning, reporter Jeff London was walking through a Manhattan subway station when he stumbled onto something that surprised him, a pop-up shop filled with Broadway crafts and memorabilia. So he decided to check it out.
There's an underground market with food stalls and stores in a corridor of the Columbus Circle subway station. And at the very end, where a bar used to be, is the Broadway Makers Marketplace. Last Sunday afternoon, about a dozen people gathered in front of the shop.
525,600 minutes.
They sang songs while they played Broadway bingo.
Somebody say bingo?
Yeah.
Michael Clarkston, a Broadway stage manager, is one of the founders of the Broadway Makers Marketplace and manages the store.
It's a for fans, by fans store, and everything that we do here is about the fans. They've asked us to come and to create these events for them, and that's what we do. Everything from Musical Mondays to sing-alongs that we do on karaoke nights to Coloring Wednesdays.
And Clarkston hopes that after these events, the fans will purchase some of the crafts in the store, like teenager Caroline Pacella, who came with her mother from Middletown, New Jersey, to play Broadway bingo.
I've purchased pins, shirts, stickers. I would buy the entire place if I could.
The pop-up shop is a physical arm of the Broadway Makers Alliance, a confederation of 65 craftspeople, both theater professionals and super fans, who create Broadway-themed work.
My name is Andrea Kaler, and I live in Seattle, and I own a company called Coloring Broadway, where we take musical theater, pair it with mindfulness and creativity, and create coloring sheets using Broadway lyrics, etc.
Like this lyric from Waitress.
She is messy, but she's kind.
The Alliance started when many of the craftspeople met at BroadwayCon, an annual fan fest like Comic-Con, but pitched to theater lovers. At first, the members just swapped information about building small businesses. But then they did a virtual event for fans during COVID, which was wildly popular, and created an online store. Last fall, Michael Clarkston found the empty bar in the subway station, signed a 2-week lease, and moved in.
We opened on Halloween and didn't expect here to be much longer. It was supposed to be a holiday, quick little holiday in and out type thing. And here we are, you know, going into the end of March here, going to celebrate 6 months next month in April.
Clarkston proudly took me on a tour of the shop. There was sheet music with paintings of images from shows superimposed on them, beautiful nighttime photographs of Broadway theaters, jewelry created from recycled elements of Broadway sets.
If you love and enjoy going to Broadway, to the theater, we are your store for you. We are not commercialized. We are not the show merchandise. This is all fan-created stuff. It's things that fans want themselves.
And in addition to the fan-created art, there's memorabilia, signed posters and playbills and props.
I've got a Patti LuPone I Heart New York from Gypsy 2008 t-shirt here, signs. I've got Joanne Worley's Pearls from Drowsy Chaperone. I've got some Billy Elliot ballet shoes down here.
Coloring Broadway's Andrea Kaler says ultimately they hope to make the pop-up shop a permanent one, above ground.
I'm looking forward to the time where we can move into a proper retail location. That's really our vision, is when we can be in a store that wasn't a bar.
But for now, you can take the A train or the B, C, D, and 1 trains to Columbus Circle for the Broadway Makers Marketplace. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.